do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Loud, obnoxious, screaming PSAs and spacing and placing and sunrising and awesomeness.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
You know I'm proud to be black, y'all. And that's a fact, y'all. And if you try to take what's mine, I take it back, y'all. It's like that. Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to do like I do.
It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
He made a fool out of him. He made you think you were going somewhere and you end up going nowhere but between Lincoln and Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They've become disenchanted. They've become dissatisfied. And in their frustrations, they want action. You're going to do as a sit-in. That right there castrates you. Right there it brings you down. What goes with it? What think of the image of someone sitting? An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit. A coward can sit. Anything can sit. Well, you and I have been sitting long enough, and it's time today for us to start doing some standing and some fighting to back that up.
Some Sun Ra.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
When the drum beats go like this.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance, dance.
It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack. Dinda da do do do, dinda da do do, dinda da do do do, dinda da do do, dinda da do do do, dinda da do do, dinda da do do do, dinda da do do, dinda da do.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and sometimes Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and, well, if you've been listening for a while, you know that every one of my shows has a theme of some sort or another. And the last 2 weeks, well, we've been doing Halloween-based themes. And before that, we were celebrating the fall colors that came out 3 weeks ago in full enough form with a plastic sushi Strawberries in Time color theme. Well, the fall colors are in their prime right now in our Somerville, Medford, Boston area, and we are having a completely different Tears of the Gods themed theme of colors. And since this is a Tears of the Gods, we always have a featured musical artist, and that'd be Colorbox, the English electronic band that was active between 1982 and 1987, and they were very eclectic. They've just mixed up different genres, reggae and soul and beatbox, and they also made extensive use of audio samples from movies and TV shows, and that got them into a lot of trouble. Ultimately, they were essentially sued out of existence. And, well, they have a lot of great single-song sound collages. That's what they make. And we're going to be playing a bunch of them for you this evening. So we started off the show with Sun Ra and Purple Night Blues. And mixed in on top of that, we had what I'd call our featured political commenter of the evening, Malcolm X, one of my real political heroes. And I think one of the things that makes Malcolm X great is that he changed his views over time. He matured, and as new facts and circumstances came into his awareness and consciousness, his views and his thinking changed. And that's not true, certainly, of everybody. He's now seen as one of the two great martyrs of the 20th century black freedom struggle. And the other is, was his ostensible rival, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. But in the spring of 1964, Malcolm X gave his ballot or the bullet speech. And that was the thing that made a lot of white Americans really consider him to be a menacing character. While he directly never called for violent revolution, he warned that African Americans would use any means necessary, specifically armed self-defense, and ultimately he was assassinated by somebody from the Nation of Islam. He had a break with that, and they killed him. So after that, Purple Night by Sun Ra and some Malcolm X, that was from the album Purple Night Blues. Then we heard from our featured musical artists, Colorbox, with their Pump Up the Volume, which was a major hit for them. And, well, we've got so much great music for you this evening, including Deep Purple and the White Stripes, some Devo going out to DJ Chris Major, another Devo aficionado, some Queen, the Rolling Stones, Julie Garland, and, of course, our featured artist, Colorbox. And another thing that I wanted to mention is that we've got our WMFO donations drive has started for 2 weeks. So you can go to donate.wmfo.org and give us some money to help to support the station. And I've in the past made a couple of fundraising messages, and I helped some other people like Billy Bob Neck, one of our most controversial DJs, bring some of his ideas to Mixed Life. And I was also inspired by the executive board a way while back had made some fun fundraising donation messages. And there were a couple of them that I heard, and they immediately clicked some remix ideas in for me. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off the next set with the original heckling donation fundraiser by the WMFO exec board. And then we're going to conclude the set with my remixed version,
called Hacked Hecklers, which, well, when I heard the first one, I began thinking Sister Mary Elephant from Cheech and Chong, and that's where I took it. But in between all of that, we've got a very colorful set. Yes, a fall colorful set. And we're going to be hearing in this set from The Ventures and Apollo 440 and Deep Purple. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going. Oh, yeah. The one thing I do want to mention is that backing me up right now is the amazing Bud Powell with Sweet Georgia Brown. And yeah, so here is first our original heckling donation public service message, and then we'll get going into your Friday night colorful sound collage party here on WMFO in Medford.
So we need your money.
We really need it.
Money, please.
You know,
we are on a radius.
Yeah, you know, like cash,
so,
money.
We are
really
so very
need
poor.
And we're really poor.
Like, I'm wearing a barrel right now.
Yeah, you can't even afford it.
We're doing this for free.
Like, come on, we're college students.
Very
it's a
nice
really at www.support.wmfo.org, or you can send us something like a check at P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website for more info.
By the way, that information's a little out of date. It's donate.wmfo.org.
Facing a militarized police state. Unarmed citizens are getting shot.
all kinds of dangerous things are happening to citizens. You're having 4-year-old kids now getting arrested in public schools and taken to jail and arrested simply because they're throwing a tantrum at school or under school. More and more, those entrusted with protecting the Constitution, the justices on the Supreme Court, are siding with law enforcement and other government agents against the citizen. Probably one of the most dangerous cases recently decided, among others, is the Hine case, Hine versus North Carolina. In April 2009, a police officer stopped Nicholas Hine's car, allegedly over a faulty brake light, and during the course of the stop and subsequent search, found a small amount of cocaine in the car. In North Carolina, where the traffic stop took place, it's not actually illegal to have only one working brake light. When the legitimacy of the traffic stop was challenged in court and the evidence was attempted to be suppressed, the arrested officer claimed ignorance, and the courts deemed it a reasonable mistake, and the Supreme Court upheld this, saying that ignorance of the law by a policeman, if it's reasonable, they can violate your rights. Now, if you reverse the situation, it's almost automatic. If a citizen is ignorant of the law and breaks the law, they're found guilty on 270 times. There's no exception for the citizen. But now we have an exception for policemen who, if they're ignorant of the law, can go ahead and violate your constitutional rights. And it's okay. It's upheld. This is just one of a number of cases that have caused some great alarm among those who believe so liberty and constitutional lawyers out there that are fighting to save our Constitution. For example, I didn't know it was against the law was the excuse the police used to justify the repeated tasering of Malaika Brooks. She was 8 months pregnant and on her way to drop her son off at school. Mrs. Brooks was repeatedly tasered by Seattle police during a routine traffic stop simply because she refused to sign a speeding ticket. The police who tasered the pregnant woman insisted they weren't aware that repeated electroshocks proved a pregnant woman qualified as constitutionally excessive in a reasonable court. The Supreme Court, as you might guess, gave the police to get out of jail. In Maryland versus King, a divided Supreme Court determined that police could forcibly take your DNA, whether or not you've even been convicted of a crime. And in an effort to make life easier for overworked jail officials, the court ruled in Florence versus Burlington that police can subject Americans to virtual strip searches, no matter the offense. Then in one of the most egregious cases I've ever read, to be honest with you, and I'm 40 years a civil liberties attorney, in April Ann Wheeler in Kentucky versus King, the Supreme Court ruled that if a SWAT team arrives at your door, it's the wrong door, they don't have a warrant, but they think you might be doing something illegal, they can bash through your door and SWAT team. Conduct a search of heart, arrest you, shoot your dog, or whatever, and that's constitutional. Justice Ginsburg, the only dissenter in that case, said it was the end of the Fourth Amendment. What these cases tell us is this. We're no longer protected by the courts in this country. I've studied former regimes, Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union. What we see happening in some countries today that we can call regime, the last institution to fall before the curtain falls and the night falls back by the court. The court started going to the state of the deputy governor. What does this mean to us? Well, what it means is, it's time to wake up. It's time to realize you no longer live in what you might call a free country. If you make the slightest mistake, you can be shot, you can be tasered, you can be taken to jail, your rights can be violated, and you have no remedy whatsoever. What can you do? Get active. Get your neighbors together. Get down to your local city council, your local court. Protest, show them that you will not no longer put up with this type of activity. And when your rights are violated, contact groups like the Rutherford Institute and let's take these things to the court. Maybe sooner or later, we can wake these justices up to the reality that we live in a free land and that our Constitution protects our rights.
You take the blue pill. Story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Thank you. maybe I'm a twisted maniac. Thank you.
are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
The lusty, decadent delights of Imperial Pompeii.
Notify ground crews.
Funny animals.
And all in a controlled, corrupt world environment.
It's time for Mother Nature to show off her wildest colors in Ohio's forests. Watch as she paints our woodlands red, gold, yellow, and orange. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Ever wonder what causes this annual colorful transformation? Fall's shorter days and cooler temperatures kick off chemical reactions within tree leaves. The production of the color green slows down. As green fades, the brighter colors that have always been there can now shine through. Tree leaves with a high sugar content, such as maples, oaks, and sweet gums, undergo an additional chemical change, adding red and purple to the palette. Find the best places to enjoy nature's artwork by calling 1-800-BUCKEYE or visiting the Department of Natural Resources on the Internet. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
Young man. Young man. Young man. Thank you.
Send us money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check. Made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO. Attention, support. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. You don't want to hear us again.
Thank you.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage, and tonight we are celebrating the fall colors once again with a very colorful theme for you. And we have as featured artists this evening the British electronic band Colorbox, who made sound collages by sampling all sorts of audio clips from movies and TV shows, and that ultimately led to their getting sued out of existence. And they did, however, leave us a treasure of wonderful sound collage songs, and we're playing some of them for you this evening. And we began the last set with actually a WMFO fundraising promo piece, originally made by the WMFO exec board about 8 years ago. And when I first heard that, I thought it was, it was pretty good for what it was trying to do. But I just heard all the kind of yelling and being annoying and asking for money, and it reminded me a lot of the Cheech and Chong piece, Sister Mary Elephant. So then I took that and I remixed it up with Cheech and Chong and Sister Mary Elephant, and that's the way that we closed the set as well. So full circle there. But in between, we began the music in that set with The Ventures and Yellow Jacket, and we had mixed up in there more from our featured political freedom fighter of this show, Malcolm X, and that was some excerpts from his 1964 The Ballot or the Bullet speech, mixed on top of Yellow Jacket by The Ventures. And then we heard from Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions, and mixed on top of that was some political information from John Whitehead and the Rutherford Institute. More words about freedom, or the lack thereof. And let me say that, you know, with these Malcolm X clips and with John Rutherford, they were, Malcolm X particularly, talking about circumstances many years ago, decades ago. But it still resonates, particularly at this time in the 21st century. And, well, don't forget to vote on Tuesday, of course. Although I've certainly got a lot of criticisms of our political system. Like, as far as the federal, like the House of Representatives, I mean, that decision of who represents us here is just so clogged up in the Massachusetts Democratic Party political machine.
And I think that we'd have a much better system if we had something more like a European parliament instead of a House of Representatives, a kind of parliament where people all across the United States voted for particular political parties everywhere. So say that the Greens, which might be about 2% of the population, instead of getting zero people in the House of Representatives, they get about 2%. And what about people who are really articulate about lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights? Why should they have to go and get everybody in a political, in a representative district, a majority of them to vote for them? Why can't we just have a with people voting for them nationwide? Well, let me also state that the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of WMFO, the executive board, the trustees of Tufts, or even this show's producer, although in that case it certainly was me. But, you know, if we're talking about Malcolm X, yeah, sure, I agree with a lot of him, but they're not my words, they're his. So then we also heard from Apollo 440 and Electro Glide in Blue, and then our featured artists, Colorbox, Just Give Them Whiskey. A lot of great clips mixed into that. And then we concluded the music in that set with Deep Purple and Black Knight. And we've got a lot of actually black-white race kind of things mixed up this evening, particularly in the next set. We'll be hearing from Run DMC, Proud to Be Black and Queen, with White Man by Brian May, although it was sung by Freddie Mercury. And, well, with all of that said, why don't we start the next set? Well, actually, the other thing that I want to say is backing me up right now is Johnny and the Hurricanes, and this is Red River Rock. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party continuing with some more of our featured artists. Here is Colorbox.
It's time for...
Yes, Colorbox. Looks like we're Shy One Horse, the shootout mix. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.